Okay. So today I have the Mishnah on top, on Daf Lamed. So basically we're going to have, I think, three or four Mishnayos that the basic same setup. The setup is that you have three brothers, we're going to call them again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Two of those brothers are married to two sisters, so Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, and Levi is married to Jane, someone, you know, someone who's not related. She's completely not related. That's the case. Right, okay. We'll call her Sila. Somebody not related. So Shlosha Achim. They have three brothers from one father. Shnaya Mehen Nisuin L'Shtei Achayos. Two of them are married to two sisters. The Echad Nasuin Nachor. So one of them is married to a non-relative of the other two. Meis Echad Mibale Achayos. So one of the husbands who's married to one of the sisters dies. Let's say Reuven dies. Reuven was married to Rachel dies. So what happens? V'Kanas Nasuin L'Nachoris Es Ishto. So Levi does Yibum to Rachel, because Rachel can't do Yibum to Shimon, because that's Achos Isto. So she goes to Levi. Okay, so V'Kanos Nasu Nachris is Isto V'Meis. Now Levi dies, so also without children. So his wife, Sarah, and her Tzara, which means his second wife, Rachel, now fall to Shimon. But Shimon, of course...
Which name is the stranger?
Levi. So
which wife name is stranger?
Jane. Right, or Tzila, whatever, however you want to call it.
Okay,
the one who's not Rachel Leah. Okay, so now Jane and Rachel fall. I'm using Jane. Jane and Rachel fall to Shimon. Problem is, Rachel obviously can't marry Shimon because she's Achos Ishto. So Jane can. So Harishona, which Harishona here means the first one who was Reuven's wife. That's a Rashi. Harishona Nefila, the first one which is Rachel. Harishona Yotza Mishum Achos Ishta. She's, you know, free to go. She doesn't have to do Yivam or Chalitza because of Achos Isha. But Shnia, meaning Jane, right, would now require Yibum from Shimon. But we can't, because she's a Tzara. She's Tzara's Erva. So Shnia goes out also, Shnia Mishum Tzarasa. She is Rachel's Tzara, because when Rachel married her husband Levi, they became Tzaras, and now they both fall to Shimon. Rachel can't do it because Achos Ishta. So Jane is Tzara's Achos Ishta. She goes free as well.
There's a subject in Machlokes and Beis Hillel before, the same thing,
We're going according to Beis Hillel. In the next statement, we're also going to see about Maimer. We're definitely going according to Beis Hillel. We're not following Shita Beis Shammai. Okay. So then, what happens if the same scenario? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, right? Reuven, Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Levi's married to Jane. And again, Reuven dies. So Rachel now falls to Levi. But Levi doesn't marry her, but rather, Asuba Maimer. He does Maimer. He marries her sort of on the Rabbanan level. So it's a little bit of a quasi marriage. So what happens now? So then Levi dies also. Okay, so Rachel can't go to Shimon because it's Achos Isha. But was the marriage from Rachel to Levi legit? I mean, if it's a real full-fledged marriage, then Jane became a Tzara to Achos Isha, and she wouldn't be married. Or if she was not a full-fledged marriage, then Rachel was never married to Levi. So Jane has no Tzara relationship, and she would fall to Shimon, the Yibum. So Asa by Maimar. So what do we say? Nachris Choletzes Loi Misyavemes. She has to do Chalitza. She can't do Yibum. She can't do Yibum because she has to do Chalitza because Mina Torah Maimar is not Konan. No matter what, Maimar is not Konan Mina Torah. So therefore, she's technically not a Tsaris Erva, and she would require something to let her go free. However, Midrabanan, she's considered Tsaris Erva because of the Maimar. So therefore, we won't let her do Yibum. So you do Chalitza. Okay. So the Gemara says, Taima, the reason why, the Gemara gave, the Mishnah gave two out of three possible scenarios. The Mishnah gave scenario A, that Levi married her. Scenario B, that Levi didn't maimer. What if Levi did nothing? What if Levi just didn't do anything? So what's the story? So the Gemara says, Taima, the Avad Ba Maimer. The only reason why that Jane has to do Chalitza is because her husband Levi did Maimer to Rachel. Hello, Avad Ba Maimer. But let's say Jane's husband Levi did not do Maimer to Rachel. So what would be the case? So according to the Diuk of the Mishnah, then Nachris Yabumi Nami Miyabma. She would, if without any Maimer, she would have to be Miyabi and Reuven. She had to, correct? Jane would then have to go for Miyabi. Well, in order for her to go free, she has to do Yibum or Chalitza. Right. But Yibum would be on the table. Right? Yibum would now be on the table. So, the Gemara points out, so Amar Rav Nachman, Zosomeris, this proves that this Mishnah holds, ain't Zika, there's no Zika, afilu b'chad acha, even if there's only one brother. There's no Zika. Because if there was Zika, so then the moment that Shimon died, so then Rachel goes to is Levi. It goes to Levi, and therefore Jane is Achos, is Saras Zikaso, right? The Sarah of the Zika, and even here there's only one brother. Because Rachel can't go to Shimon because Shimon is off the table, so the Zika would only fall towards Levi. Right. So even if you have the powerful Zika, remember we had a machlokas about Zika, maybe only applies to one brother because it's more powerful than two. Because two gets it's dispersed. Here it's directly only to that one person. It's a direct Yibum. So nevertheless, you see from this Mishnah that there's no Zika. Because had there been Zika, we would have the same problem. She wouldn't be able to do. She would not be able to do Yibum to Shimon. When the second husband dies, she won't be able to redeem him to Shimon because she was the Zika to Achos Isha. Okay? That's the first Mishnah. Yeah, this is the easy part of the daf. Shlosha Achim. There are two, very easy compared.
Shall we accept this?
What? What do you mean we accept this?
That means the Ein Zika?
According to this Mishnah, it's Ein Zika. According to this Mishnah, remember that, because according to the latter Mishnah, there's going to sound like there is Zika, and the Gemara is going to start spend a lot of time on it, and that's where it gets really hard. So Shlosha Achim, again, we have three brothers. Shnayim hen nesuim l'shtei achayos. Two of them are married to two sisters. So Reuven and Shimon are married to Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah, who are sisters. And Echa nasli nachris, and Levi's married to Jane. Meis ha nasli nachris. Levi dies, so now Jane falls to Yibum to. Two of her brothers, I guess to either one. The Karnos Echad Mibali Achayos. Let's just say, so Reuven, who's married to Rachel, now does Yibum to Jane, right? The Karnos Echad Mibali Achayos as Ishto, Umes, and now Reuven dies.
I can't
say
Jane, I have to say Leah, because then
confusing.
No, that's
to be Jane. Because we
want to
say completely.
It's not
right, it's completely separated. Right. Completely separated. I think English names are easier. completely separated. The sheets say Rachel and Sarah, but okay, well, we're gonna. Yeah. Okay, I don't like saying Sarah because Sarah sounds like Sarah, and I think that's even more confusing. But
Jane.
Okay, Jane's working. Jane's working. We're going to stay with Jane. Okay, so Meisan Nasri Nachris. So Jane's husband Levi dies. Vekanos Echavi Balachayos, and Reuven marries her. Es Ishto Umes. Now Reuven dies. Okay, so now Shimon has Rachel, and Shimon has Jane to possibly do Yibum to. He obviously can't do Rachel because Leah's the sister. So now he has Jane. We say no, that they're both Harish.
Yeah, so he's two dead brothers.
He's two dead brothers, right.
Right. There's one left.
Right. Two mace, right? Mace and then mace. When mace appears twice in the Mishnah. Two brothers
die. Let's say you have three dead brothers, okay, let's say, and they're not related to each other. You should do Yibum on all that? You can? You should? Like, if you have three dead brothers who died, all married to separate, unrelated
right.
women, in theory, you should do even to all, or something to. Yeah.
Who's he?
The fourth brother.
He could do Yibum to each brother. Brother. Each brother would require, each brother's wife would require an Yibum or a Chalitza. I'm assuming so. Yeah. Okay.
Well, he gives one Yibum in factor.
No, but they're three separate. His case is different. His case is three separate. Okay. So then what happens? So now he dies. So what do we say? Harishona. The Rishona here means, Rashi says here, Rishona here means Linisuin. Which means the first one who was married to Reuven, meaning the sister, which is, we said, Rachel. Harishona yotzas mishum achos isha. It's the same case. The first one goes out because of achos isha, because she's Rachel is Leah's sister, right? And shnia mishum tsarasa. And Jane goes out because she's a tsara, because Reuven, the second one to die, married her when the husband Levi died. So she's tsaras achos isha to Rachel. But, again, asar ba maimar umes, let's say the second husband, right, only did maimar. So how connected now is Jane to Reuven? If Jane is connected to Reuven, so then she's a tzara of Rachel, and she goes free. If Jane's not connected to Reuven, then, because Maimer doesn't connect her, then she is not, since she's really, really falling from her original husband, Levi, and therefore she should have Yibum to Shimon. So, Asava Maimar Umes, so Nachris, so the, obviously his wife goes out free because she's Achos Isha, but the Nachris, again, Choletzes Lo Misev Emes, she does, has to do Chalitza, because Midoraisa there is, she fell to him, but Midorabanim, because of the Maimar, she can't do Yibum. So it's Choletzes Lo Misev Emes. So the Gemara says, it's the same case. What's the problem? It's the same case. The only difference is, the Gemara's going to point out, the difference is who's the Iker wife and who's the Tsara wife. In the first case, the Iker wife was Jane. Right?
Right,
because remember, the Iker wife was Jane, and Reuven's wife was the Tzara. Here, Reuven's wife is the Iker wife, and Jane was the one who did Yibum first. That's how it works out. So that's the Gemara will say that's the difference. So Hal Amali, why do I need this? Hainohach, it's the same case. We same case said before, the Mimer only for Mimer takes Jane and forces her to do Chalitza but can't do Yibum. So Hainohach. So Gemara says, and Gemara says, not even more of that, there's a kosher cane. Hashta umaha hashta, right. Umahasam in the previous Mishnah, the achos isha havit saral in nachris, amatu nachris asura. In that case, the achos isha was, meaning Rachel, was the tzara. Because what happened in that case? Her husband died first, and then Levi was miyavim her. So she became the tzara of, she became the tzara of Jane. And even in that case, the Mishnah said that when they fall to the other, to Shimon, that the tzara knocks her out. So Kol Shekain, in our case, Hacha, the Nachris have the tzara, where Jane is the tzara, meaning Jane's husband died first, and she ended up doing Yibum with Shimon, and with Reuven, and then Reuven died, so she's the tzara. Of course she's gonna get knocked off for tzara's achos isha. Right? Hacha, the Nachris have the tzara achos isha, la Kol Shekain. So Gemara answers, right? Ein Hachanami. Really, if anything would have been status quo, we would not have had to have both Mishnayos. The second Mishnah would be enough to teach us both. But Gemara says no, because originally the Gemara thought that Svara, originally the Gemara would say that, sorry first, that Svara, that if, depending on who's the Tzara, would make a difference. So, Tana, Hach Tana Beresha, our Mishnah taught us the second Mishnah first, right? The Ha Chazilatera. In the case of the first Mishnah, they thought that Jane should be Mutter to Shimon, the leftover brother, because in that case, it's Jane is the Iker wife, and Rachel is the tzara, and she wouldn't be powerful enough to create the din of tzara in that case, right? Ha chazlatera b'sharia, but nevertheless hadar, and he retracted it, so it didn't make a difference. Tzara is a tzara, is a tzara. Doesn't matter who was the ikar, who's the tzara. It's still din of tzaros, and that's enough. But hadar chazal isura, so he says to make it iser. So he says to make it aser. So okay, so that one was. So why does it go first? Id the chavivalei akdame. And since because he was chaviv to him, we see a lot of times, it's a bigger chiddush to him, so he makes it go first. So he says it. Right, but if he says that case already, it's a kosher case for the second case. So why do you have to say the second Mishnah? Because once the Mishnah was already said, you don't take it out. So he says, the Mishnah was Zazim Koma. So basically, the second Mishnah was written first. The first Mishnah, the din was originally had there. Then they changed that din that should be Usher. Goes first now because of Chaviv. And the second Mishnah thus is not necessary because it's kosher case, but still stays because of once the Mishnah was Zazim Koma. Okay, that is the second Mishnah. Third Mishnah. Shlosha Achim. Again, three brothers. Shnai mehem nesumu shtei achayos. Two of them are married to two sisters. Reuven Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. The Echad Nosle Nachris and Levi is married to Jane. So meis Echad mi bali achayos. So now Reuven or Shimon dies. Let's just say Reuven dies. So Reuven dies. The Karnos Nosle Nachris es ishto. Levi does Yibum to Reuven's wife. So now Levi is married to Jane and Rachel. Okay, the Mesa Ishto Shalsheni.
Who's doing the Yibum now?
Levi. Let's read it again. Shlosh Achim, Shnaim Haid Mehem Nisuim Ustay Achayos, the Echad Nosli Nachris. Mes Echad Mi Bale Achayos. So one of the brothers who's married to the sisters dies. Reuven dies. So his wife Rachel falls to Yibum. The Chonos Nosli Nachris is Ishto. So Rachel is the Yibum to Levi. So now Levi is married to Jane and married to Reuven's wife Rachel. Okay, now. The Mace Ishto Shel Shani. Okay, so now what ends up happening is Shimon's wife dies. So Shimon's wife dies, so there's no Achos Isha. Shimon's wife dies. The Achar, Shimon's still alive. Shimon's wife dies. The Achar Kach Mace Nosli Nachris. Then Levi dies. So now, Reuven's wife Rachel and Levi's wife Jane fall to Shimon, who's not married now, fall to Shimon. So what's the story now? Because at the time that they died, there's no Achos Isha anymore. So did that fall away?
Because Shimon's wife died, so Reuven's wife becomes mutter to Shimon.
Theoretically, she becomes mutter to Shimon, so Shimon should be able to do Yibum, and James, there's no Tzara anymore. Right? She's a Tzara, but not a Tzara's Erva.
Right.
Okay? So what's the story now? Right? So what's the story? So the Gemara says, nevertheless, Rachel, right, Reuven's wife, Rachel asura alav olamis. She still can't do Yibum to Shimon, even post her sister's death. She still can't do Yibum, and she can marry, and it's her shuk, no matter what. I guess The Tzar can as well. Ho'il v'ne'esara alav sha'achas. Because there was one moment in time when they were when she was asked to him. When was she asked to him? When her husband died originally, she couldn't go do Yibum to Shimon before her sister died because they were sisters. Right? Rashi says, Sha'achas. Right. B'nefila rishon nakishanaf me'achav rishon. Why can't she marry Levi? She has no problem marrying Levi because she's not related to Jane.
Right.
But Levi died afterward. She originally married Levi. Then her sister died. Then Levi died. So you're left with one brother and two wives. Okay.
Right, but like, if it was a marriage situation, even though they were us to each other, and the wife dies, he could marry her. So why is that worse than?
Because there was a point in time here where she fell to Yivum, and when that first moment when she fell to Yivum, she couldn't be miyabim. He couldn't be miyabim her. So that taints it going forward. Yeah, taints it going forward. Okay. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So Yehuda says the name of Rav. Kol Yavama she'in ani korea ba b'shas nefila Yavama yavo aleha. Any Yavama who I can't say the pasuk Yavama yavo aleha at the moment of a potential Yivam. In this case would be the first, right? So that we say harei he ke'eshus ach she'ish labanim asura. So then she has the status of eshus ach who has sons. If you have the kid guy has sons, it's asher still eshus ach, and she's asura. Marz said that's exactly what our mission taught us. What does Rav Yehuda Amar Rav come to teach us? What's the chiddush? So my kamashmalon tanino. That's exactly what we learned in our Mishnah. Harezo sura alav alam is hovel nesar alav sha'achas. If you're asking for one moment, at the moment of Yivam, right, as Rashi said, important Rashi writes, the sha'achas is benefila rishona, kishenafa me'achav rishon. If you're asking at that first moment, then you're asking going forward. Even if later on the possibility existed that your sister died and now, you know, if there wasn't a Yivam situation, you wouldn't be able to marry him. So Gemara says, no. So ma'al the tema. Confusing. So ma'al the tema hani mili, that the din of our Mishnah is only hecha delo ichazya la benefila rishona. Aval hecha de ichazya la benefila rishona ema tishterei kamash malan. You would have said that maybe the din of the Mishnah is only hecha delo ichazya la benefila rishona, which was, how's that work? Again, hecha delo ichazya, that the only time we say that the Yavama doesn't come get a heter is because that in what's Rashi say? It reaches a point where it just gets cold and confusing. You would take it the entire time that she had the first nefila. You remember, it's Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Shimon died first, and now she's forced to Yivam. Right. So the entire time that she falls to Yivam, to Levi, her sister was alive. So then you say she was Aser. Then you might say who is Aser. Aval hecha d'ichazi leben fila rishona. So what's the case of ichazi leben fila rishona? Again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Reuven marries Rachel, Shimon marries Leah, and Levi marries Jane. Reuven dies without children. Rachel now falls to her brother's behivim. Now she's muteris to marry Levi, but not Shimon because she's achos ishto. So now Leah dies. The Leah died prior to Levi taking Rachel into Yibum, right? And Leah dies. So you would have thought maybe here, because there was no point in time.
There was a point in time.
Wait a second. It depends on how you're saying it. In this case. Maybe you'll say that Rachel was freed from the Isser of Achos Isha while she was still Zekuka Yivam. The difference you're trying to say is, when did the Achos Isha fall away? Did the Achos Isha fall away prior to Rachel becoming Levi's wife? Or after her becoming Levi's wife? The halachah would be, was that if the Achos Isha fell away prior to doing Yivam to Levi, then she wouldn't have the Isser. Kamash Malan, that no matter what, even at the moment of Zika, the moment that she fell to the first Yibum, if there was still an Achos Isha at the time, even if it was before Yibum, it still would be a problem.
Isn't it triggered the husband dying?
It's a machlokas, so we'll deal with that also.
It's tainted.
When does the moment of tainting begin? So according to the Havamina, had Rachel not been taken by Levi,
right,
and then her sister died, so when her so there was no Yibum and there's no sister. So you would have thought that maybe in that case now Rachel could be mutter to Shimon. Yeah. Kamash Malan, that no, doesn't make a difference. Okay. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hanami Tanina. We also know this halacha. We also learned this from a Mishnah. This is going to be a Mishnah on Wednesday's daf on Daf Lamed Beis. Well, hope we get there. We'll be on Wednesday's daf, depending on how far we go. But I think it's Lamed Beis and Daf, so we'll be there on Wednesday. So Hanami Tanina is also a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah over there? Shnei Achin, Nesumu Shnei Achayos. It's a pretty simple case. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. They're married to Rachel and Leah, who are sisters. Umeis Echad Mehem, and one of the brothers dies. Let's say Reuven dies. So now, what happens? The Achar Kach Mesa Isto Shosheni. Then Shimon's wife dies.
So now you got Reuven, you got
Shimon and Rachel.
And Rachel left.
Shimon and Rachel left. Right. Can they do Yibum? So according to what we're saying now, no.
No.
We can't do Yibum because she was Asar Yisrael, Yisrael Lamas, even though there was no Yibum involved. Right. Okay, till then. Harezo Asura Olamas, Hoven Eser Olav Sha'achas. There was one moment in time, whether it was pre-Yibum or post-Yibum, there was one moment in time where there was an Achas Isha problem. So therefore she's tainted and that's it. Tainted sounds bad, but the Yibum is tainted, and therefore it can't be done. So the Gemara says, no, still, Ma'al de Tema, you'd have thought that Hassam, in that case, who de itchay le mehai beis legamre. You would have said, in that case, itchay le mehai beis legamre, because she would be pushed off from that house completely. Aval hacha, the low intchilema high base legamri ema migu the chazi lahai nosri nachri is chazi namri lahai kamash balan. The difference is over there is that in the case of Mahdamid Beis, when she's tainted, it knocks her out completely. In our case, she's only tainted to one, but she's still mutter to the brother. So maybe migu that she's mutter to the brother, that would knock off the tainting over here as well. Kamash balan doesn't knock off the tainting. Asr love is, I don't know what the hazi would be, but asr love is the alamis, and then you're done. Okay. Next case. Shlosha Achim. Again, three brothers. Shnai Hemisum Shtei Achayos. Reuven Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Echad Nosu Lunachris. And Levi is married to Jane. Geirish Echad Mibale Achayos is Ishto. So now, Reuven divorces Rachel. She divorces her. Okay? Vimeis HaNosu Lunachris. Now, Levi dies. So now Jane falls to Yibum. Uknasa Hamigarish. And now Reuven, who divorced his wife, she does Yibum to Jane. So she's now, so Shimon's married to Leah, and Reuven's married to Jane, the Knasa Megarish, and then what happens? Umeis, now he dies.
Reuven
dies. So now Shimon.
So Levi's left.
Shimon dies.
Well, I had a different example.
So Levi's left.
So Levi died already. That's why Jane.
So Shimon's left.
So Shimon's left. The brother A is left.
The brother who had divorced.
The brother who divorced died. The brother who divorced died, and the brother who divorced married Jane. The brother who divorced marries Jane, and then he dies. So now Jane falls to the other brother who's still alive.
Right.
Okay, but there is now a problem of Saras
Erva.
Because we say no, because there's a divorce here.
The divorce doesn't do it. Only death does it.
The Mishnah had said. The Gemara says Zohu Sha'amru. That's what the Mishnah said on Daf Beis. V'kulan shenesu on nisgarshu tsarosei mutaros. If there's a death or a divorce, then the tsara becomes mutar. The question is, when does the divorce take place? That's a machlokas. I'm going to come up again. When does the divorce have impact? Does it have to be? Is it at the shas of misa, or if meaning that as long as she's not married to the erva at the time he's dead, or did he have a divorce before he married the tzara? That was a machlokas. Remember, the Gemara back then brought a steer between the Mishnah Daf Beis and our Mishnah, and the Gemara gave two answers. We'll see in a moment. Two answers: whether Tavra, which was the Mishnah over there, does not hold like the Mishnah over here, or no, it's lo zuv avzukatani. That's going to come up in a moment.
But if you divorce a woman, can you then marry her sister? No, only if she dies, you can marry her sister, right?
Correct, but this is a Yibum situation. This is talking about the tzara, by the way, also. It's not talking about the sister, it's talking about the tzara.
But at the time of death, there was no erva.
At the time of death, there was no erva.
But does
that matter? Our mission seems to indicate, you're going to bring to Yukim that it's not the time of death, it's the time of marriage is going to be the issue. Uh-huh. Remember, they had that stira between that stira is our Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara says, this is where it starts getting really hard. Through the next Mishnah, it's whatever. I think it's mind-boggling. Okay, so Taima, the reason why Jane is now permitted to marry Shimon, right, is because the Girish, the Achar Kach Meis, is because first Reuven divorced his wife, and then Levi died. So when Jane fell to Reuven, he was already divorced. No, James is married to Levi. Levi dies. Reuven divorces his wife.
Okay.
So when Levi fell, when Levi's wife fell, when Jane's wife fell, when Jane, who is Levi's wife, fell to Reuven, Reuven's already divorced. So there was no moment in time where she was a tzara to the erva. Okay, the Achrakach Mace. Aval Mace. But if Levi dies, that's when Jane falls to Reuven, and the Achrakach Gerish, and then Reuven divorces his wife. So there's a moment in time here, if you hold Zika, which we'll see in a minute, if you hold Zika, where she's a Zika to the erva. She's a tzara to the erva. So she would be Asura. So the Diakas, she would be Asur. Meaning it has to be, the divorce had to take place prior to there being a Zika. So if that's the case, so Amar of Ashi, Zosomeres, this teaches us, Zika afbilu betrayachi. Zosomeres yeh Zika afbilu betrayachi. This Diakas proves that there is Zika even with two brothers. Because the Diakas of the Mishnah is, had Levi died, and then there's a Zika bond created with Shimon, and with Reuven, but the Zika bond created, and at that moment in time, the sister is still married to the brother. Right. Nevertheless, that Zika bond creates a tzara relationship, right. And that tzara relationship would not permit her to marry the remaining brother even after a divorce.
Right.
So that now you have a problem. The Mishnayos, one of the Mishnah above was deep medayek yesh Zika, and this Mishnah is medayek yesh Zika. So what's going on? Okay, so the case would be Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Okay, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Levi's married to Jane. Levi dies. Jane is now a Zika to Reuven and Shimon. Then Shimon divorces his wife. The Diak of the Mishnah is, in that scenario, Levi would not be able to marry the remaining brother, because there was a moment in time before the divorce where she was a Zika to, she was Tsaros Achos Isha Bezika.
Would she marry any of them or no?
She wouldn't be able to marry any of them, no, because she wouldn't be able to marry either of them, because to each one, she's a tzara of Achos Isha. Even though there's a divorce prior to her marriage. No?
Well, why did she marry Reuven, let's say? Reuven, who is now, then divorces his wife, right?
Because
what's the problem with that? She's a...
She could marry the first one.
Right.
She could marry the first one. She falls to Yibam.
But if he dies
even before the marriage, she can't marry the remaining one, okay. Because she's a tsara. Of course, yeah, that's the case. Okay. So now, the Rav Ashi, Kasha the Rav Nachman. Rav Ashi is a Kasha the Rav Nachman. You had the previous, basically it's a Kasha the Diyak, the Rav Nachman in the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said that there's Ein Zika. What was that previous Mishnah? We've got to remember that case. The previous case was, you've got to remember it because, which case was it again? I'm trying to find where it said. The case was the first Mishnah. The case was three married. We said three brothers are there. Two married to sisters. One's married to Jane. Right? One's married to Jane. And we said only there. We said over there that the only reason why Jane has to do chalitza is because Levi did is because when one of the sisters when one of the brothers died, Levi did Mimer. Had Levi not done Mimer, then Jane would be free to marry any of the sisters. That was a diag over there because there was no Zika. So the Gemara says, "So Amalach Rav Ashi, no. In that case, Hu Adin the Apagad the Lo Avid Ba Mimer. She would have to do Chalitza even if there was no Mimer. Don't make that diag. There is a Zika even without Mimer. She would have to do it." Right, Afalgav the law of the Maimar Nachris Miklatz Chalta. She'd have to do Chalitza, but Yivumi Lo Miyabne. But she couldn't do Yivum because it's only she has to do Chalitza because it's a Zika. They can't do Yivum because it's not so strong because it's only via the Zika. It's not via full fledged. Right. So Vahadik Atani Maimar. So why is the Mishnah say Dafka Maimar? The Mishnah said Dafka Maimar, and we made a deal with Maimar and not do nothing. Now we're saying it's Maimar, even if you don't do nothing. The reason why it mentions Maimar is Lafuki Beis Shammai. It's to include the Shita Beis Shammai, who held, according to one Manomer, the Amri Maimar Kona Kinyon Gomer, who held that Maimar makes a real Kinyon Gomer. So according to Beis Shammai, had Levi done Maimar to one of the women, right? Kinyon Gomer, the Afilu. Right, so the maimer would be a full-fledged marriage, and therefore there would be tsaros, they would be full-fledged tsaros, and therefore she wouldn't even need chalitza, she would need nothing, because she would be right. So, kenyan gomer, kamash blan, v'lo kebe shamay. Come see, it's not like kebe shamay, so therefore we got rid of that first diuk. So according to Rav Ashi, we hold yezika, that first mishnah that was medayik ain zika. No, it's because maimer is not teaching us that who that if there was no, if there was nothing, even if there was no maimer, she still would need chalitza. The maimer is coming to be a fuke be shamay. Now it gets hard. The Rav Nachman kasha the Rav Ashi. For Rav Nachman, who still made that diuk above, he held ain zika. But the second mishnah we just read now was clear of yesh zika, right? Why was it clear of yesh zika? Because the case was that if she, he, again, the case that we were confused by. If Levi dies, and then there's Gerishin, the diuk was, and in that instance, she would not be able to do chalitza. There still would be a problem of being married to the Achos Isha. So, Rav Nachman kasha the Rav Ashi. So, v'chitema, so maybe say no, maybe Rav Ashi disagrees. Maybe Rav Nachman doesn't agree to that diuk. V'chitema, hu adin, da'afilu meis v'achakar gerish, tsarasim mutares. Maybe you say in the Chanami. In that case, as long as there was never a marriage, when the two of them were a full-fledged marriage before the divorce, there would be no problem. So in that case, it would be again, Levi dies. She falls to Yibum to Reuven, and then Reuven does the divorce. You would say Inachanami. There's no Zika, and therefore there was no connection between the two. She divorced. By the time they got married, there was a divorce, and she, therefore, if he dies, she can then go marry Shimon. So the chitema who didn't feel meis vachadash gerut sarasa muteres ella so zohi mutei mai. The problem was at the end of the Mishnah it said zohi, and in classic Babylonian lingo zohi means to exclude something, as opposed to Yerushalmi, which is stam, that's just making a statement. In the Bavli they always say zohi comes to exclude something else. So what's it coming to exclude? So zohi lemutei mai. What's it coming to exclude? The two cases. It's either the divorce was before the Yivum, or the divorce is before Levi dies. The divorce is after Levi dies. So what case is coming to exclude? So Gemara says it's coming to exclude a different case. Lemutei konos v'achar kakeirish. It comes to exclude a case where he married her and then divorced. What's that case?
When did he marry?
Okay, what's the case? So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers, Rachel and Levi are sisters. Reuven marries Rachel, Shimon marries Levi, and Shimon marries Leah, Levi marries Jane. Right? Levi dies without sons, so Jane falls before her brothers in Yibum. So now Reuven does Yibum to Sarah, and then to Jane, and then divorces. So that case, Rav Nachman would agree that she cannot marry Shimon because they were full-fledged married prior to divorce.
Right.
Which goes against Rav, which you'll see in a moment, goes against Rav, because Rav says the Misa is here we're saying it's the marriage. So that's the case that comes to exclude. So the Gemara says, okay, so Hanicha, that's all fine and dandy. E Savala Kirav Yirmiya, if he holds like Rav Yirmiya the Amatala. Again, we had a stira. We had a stira between our Mishnah on Daf Beis and our Mishnah here. The Mishnah on Daf Beis said in Zika. The Mishnah here says Yezika. So how do we reconcile those two Mishnayas? So Rav Yirmiya said you don't reconcile them. Tavra, you have to break it. Misha Shana Zo, Lo Shana Zo. So Hatana Savar Misa Mapelas, Hatana Savar. Oh. The machlokas, what the stira between the Mishnayas was, what is when it comes to divorce, right, what moment in time do we look at to see whether or not there is a quote divorce to Matir the Tzara? Do we look at the time of the death of the husband, or look at the time of the marriage? So the Mishnah on Daf Beis seemed to indicate that you look at the time of death. Our Mishnah here is clearly indicating it's the time of marriage. So if you hold like Rav Yirmiya, who says Eina Chanami, that is the stira in the Mishnayos, that Mishnah holds time of marriage, time of death, and this Mishnah holds time of marriage, then it's fine. So Rav Nachman here is holding like time of marriage. So at the time of marriage they were married, that case you can that time of right. Let's read again. So Mishana Zu Lo Shana Zo Hatana the Sovereign Misa Mapelas Vahatana Sovereign Isur Mishoni Mapilim. So Zohi Lemute Kanas Lusov Girish. So our Mishnah is going to exclude the case of Kanas Lusov Girish, because in that case Kanas Lusov Girish, she would be a tsara and she would not be able to be married because there was a marriage and then a divorce. But who cares? There was a point in time where the two women were together.
Because only if you hold that
Nisuin, the Nisuin is the determinant factor. If you Ella, but if you Isav lo Kirava, the Amr Olam Chatanahu, the Zohi Tzarek lo Mazukatani, Zohi Lemute Mai. But if you hold it in order to reconcile the stira between the Mishnayos, say that there is no stira. Everyone holds that Misa is the determinant, that the Shas Misa is the determinant. And there's no steam between that Mishnah and the Mishnah that base and Mishnah over here. The only way is lo zu rav zukatani. Not only this, but that. It's just a stylistic thing. But everyone holds that Misa is the determinant factor. So how can you exclude the Kanas case? In the Kanas case, who cares that there was a point in time when they were married? When he died, she was divorced. So you also shouldn't be. You should be able to do yibum to the remaining brother. So must be a karchach kirab Yirmiyah svirle. Must be that Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yirmiyah. He holds that Mishnah says Misa is the determining factor, and this Mishnah holds that Nisun is the determining factor. And if Nisun is the determining factor, I have a case he can exclude. You have to charge on this Gemara, otherwise it's just impossible. Okay. So now that the Gemara brought down, that was easy too. Now that the Gemara brought down the machlokas between Rav Yirmiyah and Rava to explain the apparent contradiction between the first Mishnah and the Masechta and our Mishnah, the Gemara is now going to say according to Rava. According to Rava, everyone holds that Misa is the determinant. Right? If she's not married, I mean, was divorced by the time her husband dies, then the co-wife is mutter to the brother because there's no achos isha and there's no sarserva. So Ulurava, according to Rava, who holds that Misas Abal is the determinant, you can't exclude the case of Kanas, the Achar Kachirish. Because if Kanas Rakhar Girish, it still would be a valid divorce case. That's what we use the code word. So Ha Nichu Yisavala Kerav Ashi, then all's fine if he holds like Rav Ashi, it means he holds of Zika. Right? So Zohi Limute Zohi, the Zohi has to be Mimayit something. Again, the Zohi has to be Mimayit something. So according to Rav Nachman, the Zohi was Mimayit the case of Kanas Rakhar Girish. Kanas Rakhar Girish cannot be the case for Rava, because Kanas Rakhar Girish, according to Rava, you would still have a valid divorce case, and therefore you can marry the brother. So what is Zohi coming to exclude according to Rava? Okay, so here I get the two. So Ha Nicha Isavala Kirav Ashi, Zohi Lemuti Mes below Megarish. If he holds like Rav Ashi, it's fine, because Zohi will come to exclude this following case of Mes below Girish. What's the case? Right? Here's the case as follows again. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Rachel and Levi are sisters. Reuven marries Rachel. Shimon marries Leah. And Levi marries Jane. Levi dies without children. So Jane now falls before Reuven and Shimon for Yivam. Okay? And then Reuven dies without children. So now Jane and Rachel fall to Shimon. Nothing was done to Jane prior to Reuven's. Even far to Reuven, right? It's always Nes below Girish. There was no Girish and there was nothing. So according to Rava, the Mishnah is coming to say that in this case, Jane cannot marry Shimon because she's Saros Achos Isho Bezika. If you hold like Rav Ashi, that there is Zika, so she can't marry Shimon because she's the Sarah of Rachel in Zika. Because when her husband died, Levi died, she became Zokuk to both Shimon and Reuven. So she's, that's the case. Ela Isavalak Rav Nachman. So I don't understand why they. Okay, Isavalak Rav Nachman. If he holds like Rav Nachman that there is no Zika, so then what's the problem? If there was no Zika, right? Zoe Lemute Mai. What is the Zoe coming to exclude? Again, if you hold that there's no Zika here, when Levi died, there was no Zika, and then Reuven died, well then Sarah is falling to Jane is falling to Shimon from Levi. She should be able to do Yibum. So that's not a case of where she can't do Yibum. So what's the Zoe coming to exclude? So must be a karka kravashi spule. He must hold of Zika. My problem with the case is that that's not a divorce case. Our Mishnah was talking about a divorce case. The case that I was saying now it's coming to exclude is a case where the divorce doesn't come into the play. There was a death before divorce. So what's that doing? Why is a divorce Mishnah excluding a non-divorce case? Right. So that's where I get. I don't understand. Okay, and.
You say there's no Zika. What does that mean? I mean,
there's no connection.
Zika? Where is Zika?
There's no legal connection between the two to create
women.
Between the woman whose husband died and her potential yavam. There's no Zika. There's no halachic bond between the two.
So why are they?
Because if there's a halachic bond between the two, that halachic bond would be enough to create a relationship also between the widow and her potential tzara.
Right. Well,
Right, so why is she marrying him? He's saying there's a ton of mitzvah to marry him, but there's nothing until he actually got married. Is that what you're saying? There's nothing.
Yeah. If you hold what?
If you hold an ainzik.
Right. There's a chiyuv. There's an obligation. There's no zikav. There's an obligation. You have a chiyuv. That obligation does not start to kick in, and there are no effects or ramifications of that obligation until the marriage. If you hold zikav, then the ramifications begin even before the actual marriage. Okay. See, it doesn't mean, Rava holds that Yesh has to, so according to this, you're lining up that Rava holds Yesh Zika. But Rava holds Yesh Zika, there are two parallel cases going on here. You have the machlokas of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika, and the machlokas of Mipa Mapeles or Nisun Mapeles. And they're trying to fit the two together, and it seems to me it's almost like a square peg and a round hole, square peg, however it works. It doesn't seem to be fitting. Okay. Chazer. Okay, so now the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta talked about the 15 arayos that patra the tzaros from Yibum Chalitza. And your case would be Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon marries Reuven's daughter, and Shimon marries Reuven's daughter and another wife. Shimon dies. That the daughter obviously can marry the father, and the tzara is patra as well. That's a simple case. It's not so simple because the Gemara talked about whether it's based on Minusasa, all those other permutations. But Kulon. Shahayu behen kiddushin. If there was kiddushin, ogerushin besafik. Let's say in that case, when Shimon married Reuven's daughter, it's a suffik kiddushin. Or Shimon was married to, we'll see what that case is. Or Shimon was married to Reuven's daughter and he divorced her, but there's a suffik in the gerushin. So now what's the story with the tzara? Okay, we'll see what the cases are. So kulon, if there's a suffik in the kiddushin or suffik in the gerushin, hare elu atzaros choltos lo misyavos. So the tzaros are now not scot-free, because there's a possibility that there's no marriage here to the erva. So if there's a possibility that there's no marriage to marriage, so you definitely can't do yibum. Right. You can't do yibum because maybe they are married, but you can't go free because maybe they're not married, and therefore you have to, there's a chiyuv, so you do chalitza. Right. You do chalitza. So case of suffik kiddushin. What is a case of suffik kiddushin? So zarek la kiddushin, suffik karov lo, suffik karig la, zehu suffik kiddushin. What happened? So okay, again, we have Reuven. We're gonna have Reuven and Shimon. Okay, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon's married to Jane, and now Shimon wants to marry Reuven's daughter, and he takes the kesef kiddushin and he throws it to her. And if the suffix, whether it landed closer to her or closer to him, because remember, Dalet Amos is Kone, a little bit of the Nezikin of Aliyah, a little property law. Dalet Amos is your Kone. It's a suffix where it fell close to the woman, and therefore it is a valid Kedushin. Suffix, it fell closer to the man, to the thrower, and it's not a valid Kedushin. It's a suffix Kedushin. That's a suffix Kedushin. In that case, now, if Reuven would die, so now the daughter, obviously, Shimon's daughter, obviously, can't marry him, but the tzara is a problem now. If it was a valid marriage, then she goes scot-free. If it's an invalid marriage, then she has to do Yibum, so she does Chalitza. Okay. That's Safek Kiddushin.
Means he died before you worked this out?
Died before you worked it out.
Same thing with Safek Maimur. It's basically the same.
Similar, yeah, but here the Maimer is the case of where we're talking about where someone died and there's a Yibum. But here we're talking about a suffix of a valid Kedushin, and then the death took place. Maimer means someone felt a Yibum, and now instead of doing full Yibum, you did Maimer. Here we're in the suffix part. Yeah, okay.
Is he saying
Harei?
Is he throwing?
Harei Amu Vidas Moshe Yisrael, and he throws it to her.
So he says it,
and she's okay with it. The only problem is whether it's a valid Kenyan. Because when you say Harei Amu Kudeshli, she has to accept the Kenyan. Did she get the ring? Was the ring placed on her finger? If it fell within her Dalai Amos, yes. If it didn't fall within her Dalai Amos, no. So he can say Harei Amu Kudeshli, Gedas Moshe Yisrael, all he wants. If he doesn't give her something, if he doesn't do Kesar Shah Rabia, it doesn't count.
I'm saying if the two Amos apart, but if it's closer to him, it's within both Dalai
Amos. So maybe that's a suffix also. Maybe that's a suffix also, right? Rashi says.
Sounds like Rav Yirmiyah.
So Rashi says, Suffolk Karavlo, the case is, to address you, Shahayu Ches Amos Mitzutzamos Beneim. There's exactly eight Amos between them. Bereshus Haravim. Right? Because then it's every. Bedal Amos Konos Sham. Bizarku. Suffolk Bedal Amos Karavlo. Suffolk Bedal Amos Karavlo. If it's in her Reshus. If we're dealing with her house, then it's automatically hers, because then her bias is Kone. We're dealing with Rosh Haravim, so it's only a question of Dalet Amos. So now, I guess the case, let's say there's 18 Amos between the two of them, and he throws it, and it falls within 6 Amos of her, that's obviously closer to her. I guess it seems to be the Kate Rogers case. I don't know. Okay, maybe. Okay.
It's like the Egla Rufa. You measure from her nose or from her toe?
Right,
from
your ear. The bird has 1 foot in and 1 foot out of the 50 amos. Get out. Okay. All right. So, what's Suffolk Gerushin? So, Suffolk Gerushin. There's all cases where the suffix whether the get is valid or not. It's written in his hand, but there's no edus. So it's his, clearly his hand, but there's no edus. There are edim, but there's no zman. Doesn't say that zman is missing an important part of the get. Yesh bo zman, the ain bo el edus. It has everything, but only has one witness. In all these scenarios, the Mishnah, the Gemara says, and Gemara says in Gittin, and Achmei Bav, that these three Gittin, lichat chila, you shouldn't use them, but if someone got married based on them, he doesn't have to leave her husband. It means a suffolk gerushin. So Gemara's going to go, b'zehu suffolk gerushin. So again, if it's suffolk gerushin, we're not sure whether or not she's divorced. So we say, the tzara, we say, well, maybe she isn't divorced, and therefore you can't do yivam. Maybe she is divorced or do chalitza. So the Gemara says, well, why is there no congruency between the suffolk cases? We said the suffolk kedushin cases, suffolk you threw it, suffolk carved to him, suffolk carved to her. And then the kedushin come, that's the kedushin case. And the gittin case, we come up with all these other scenarios. Why would I say the suffolk and the gittin as well? Is he throws her the get, suffolk gets carved to her, suffolk gets carved to him. Same case, why not? So the ilu, the gerushin, suffolk carved low, lokatoni. My taima. Why not? Why did you not say that case? But I'm going to get a work cut out for you tomorrow. So Amar Rabba, I'm just going to do the next couple of lines. I'm going to get to Abai. So Amar Rabba, the difference is Isha Zobe Cheskas Hetel Shuk Omedes, the Misafik Atabala Osra, Al Tashar Misafik. This woman, Jane, right? What's her case? Right now, she's Becheskas Hetel Shuk Omedes. She is the chazak. Her chazak is that when this husband dies, she can go free to everybody. Why? Because she's married to a co-wife to the erva. So now you're going to say suffik atabola osra. You're going to say there's a suffik whether that she's you're going to throw the gerushin, throw the get to her, and now it's as a suffik whether she to the other wife. But the suffik whether she's divorced or not. That suffix, we're not going to take her the tzara out from her chazaka of being mutter to everybody, to mutter to the shuk. So the Gemara will say, okay, well, why not? Everybody will say, okay, if that's the case, if the suffix is not going to be motivated from the chazaka, why in the case of kiddushin, right, with zarek law, we do say it takes her out of the kiddushin. That's tomorrow's daf. It goes a little farther. We'll stop here. Everybody enjoy their day. Have fun chazering the Gemara.